This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Millions of Americans have been getting a break on their internet bills the past year or so. The Emergency Broadband Benefit gave a $50 a month subsidy to most qualifying low-income households, $75 a month to those on tribal lands. The Federal Communications Commission has expanded eligibility under its longer-term version of that benefit called the Affordable Connectivity Program. But as Marketplace's Savannah Varr reports, and as indicated by the blank stares I'm getting from a lot of you out there, the program has something of a marketing problem.
About 30 million American households are missing out on the discount, says Tyler Cooper with the research firm Broadband Now.
There is such a large degree of households that are qualified but not taking advantage of the program.
Cooper's analysis found that in a handful of rural states, including Alaska and the Dakotas, fewer than 5% of eligible households were enrolled. Part of the problem is that folks without reliable internet access are hard to reach, says Brian Whitaker at Oklahoma State University.
So we try to push more for newspaper advertising, television advertising, you know, some churches, maybe some nonprofits that work directly with lower income folks and have them help spread the word.
Whitaker's state of Oklahoma has performed better than most, with an uptake rate of close to 30%. He says that's in part because the FCC has designated most of the state tribal land.
So most of our residents are going to get a $75 a month subsidy.
As opposed to $50 under the emergency program and just $30 under the longer-term affordable connectivity program. But that extra discount only boosts adoption rates in areas that have broadband infrastructure. E.J. John with the American Indian Policy Institute says that leaves out many rural reservations.
There's no internet available, so even if there is an individual subsidy, you can't take advantage of it.
John says that's where investments from the recently passed federal infrastructure law will come in. It sets aside more than $2 billion for broadband expansion on tribal lands. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.